This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Your book is really talking about financial literacy and, you know, getting smarter about the way you handle your money. You know, your title, of course, is, you know, is provocative, as book titles are, you know, Ditch the Debt and Get Rich. But for many people, though, it's simply about improving their financial lifestyle, improving their lifestyle, not always having to be, you know, going, oh, no, have I got enough money to pay off the credit card? Sometimes it can be as simple as just getting your finances in order so that you're not constantly scraping the walls, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I mean by rich. I don't mean rich in the sense, you know, it's going to be a GameStop and we're going to look at these shares that we're seeing at the moment now with these millennial traders. Good luck to them. It's not about that. But for me, getting rich is being the best financial version of yourself. And it's keeping things simple, because let's face it, for most of us, we're going to invest in things we know. And in that case, there's no kind of magic around this. It is just save little, save often. It is about fear of jumping in can be worse than FOMO, fear of missing out. Mm. It's about overcoming those barriers. So I do actually work with a behavioral economist at the front of the book, because I really believe, forget about, you know, budgets, how you do a budget. Yeah, I mean, that's in there, obviously. Yeah. But I'm not creating, you know, the wheel here. A budget is a budget. It's income going in versus income going out. What's left over, hooray, you're ahead or not.
Yeah.
But we've got to ask ourselves, why do we do what we do with our money? Why am I in this mess in the first place? Mm. Why am I following the payday life cycle? You get rich, you feel loaded, you go out to dinner that weekend because you can splurge, and then you feel, oh, I've got some bills to come. And then you find unexpected things pop up, and then you're panicking, payday, when is it? There are so many disruptors we have now too. Mm. Buy now, pay later. Credit card debt may be going down, but debt elsewhere is going up. So, you know, everything these days is based on the subscription model. You think about it, your entertainment, you buy now, pay later. Even cars are on subscription models these days.
Yeah. Well, we've even reached a point now when we're talking about, you know, scraping by each week, that, you know, things like Afterpay are huge and maybe growing more than credit cards potentially. But that in itself is literally playing on the whole model of I can't manage my money and I struggle each week.
Yeah, and if I was to crunch the numbers, buy now, pay later is probably cheaper than any other form of so-called credit. And I call it credit because it is a loan. You've got to pay it back. Yes, there's no interest. If you're late, you've got late fees. But you said it so well just then, in the sense that it changes your behaviour. And some of us can control it and some of us can't. There are clear red signs that I see with a lot of people that are in this payday cycle, especially if they buy now, pay later, whereby they are going from pay to pay and they've got all these payments coming out. And that's why they've got to do a buy now, pay later, because they don't have that cash cushion. And that's what a lot of us found during the last 12 months. And we raided our super funds.
Yeah.
We actually bailed ourselves out. That wasn't a government stimulus. That was the government saying, hey, rip out your own savings to save yourself here. Mm. And there's going to be consequences for that. And it just shows that a lot of us were living from pay to pay.
So much for your time. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.